There's a little bit going on.
Like living under the house, man. Yeah. There's a family of them in there, man. We were, I think a few days, there was quite a bit more, refunds going out than fish coming in.
Like, wait a minute.
Man,
April didn't pan out the way that previous years had.
You guys remember, it was just windy and weird.
Yeah,
like the fish were all around. They went down, whatever the hell happened. It was an anomaly is what it was. But, you know, going back to that, making it better for the customers, from my impression, that reservation system where we really see the difference, and I'm going to go back a couple of days ago, for us to be able to provide that standard of service we're seeking to achieve, having those reservations in hand ahead of time, we know how to staff properly. We had this huge day, you know, 70 reservations, I think it was, and of course we threw an army at it.
Yeah.
Right now, if we'd had a book that had, you know, 8 or 10, or, you know, we don't know, you know, we'll have to wait and see, and all of a sudden you get flooded with fish, well, you know what that means? That means
same day doesn't happen for
it
everybody.
Doesn't happen for the majority. So we can actually plan a program appropriately ahead of time. Obviously, we keep track of what the catching is out on the water too. And I'm watching Royal Star back in right now.
Yeah.
What a sight! But anyway, we can plan accordingly. And again, that leads to much better.
Yeah,
we can do what we do.
Yep.
And meet those expectations, exceed expectations.
And I think more than anything, just explaining to everyone, I've had customers say, I just don't like that. I don't want to. I'm going on 10 trips. You're going to take that, and I'm like, you get to put your deposit down when you want to. I don't require you to. But the reality is, the sooner you get your deposit in, the faster you're in the queue.
Uh-huh.
Because we take them in chronological order. That's the way the system is set up. So if you're the first one on Royal Star, and Royal Star is the first boat in that day, then you're going to be the first one out of the door. But if you are on the last boat in that day, you know, somebody has to be last every day. Yeah. But we're still going to treat you with great care. Your fish is going to be beautiful, and it's going to go.
Does everybody want same day?
No, everyone doesn't. No. A lot of people really love our flash frozen.
Yeah.
They really, but it's funny because everybody thinks that, like, we have Frozone, you know, if you watch The Incredibles, that I can just shoot it and freeze it in a minute. It doesn't happen that way.
No.
But they do really like it if it's frozen in our walk-in, because we keep it, you know, at negative 10, negative 15 in there, and it really takes the fish into great shape. So they'll come back. And you have 14 days to come pick it up.
Yeah.
So we'll process it. Payment is due when the processing is complete. We can hold it for 14 days for free, and then we move on. And that has really helped our efficiency, helped our capacity, because people are coming in and picking up their fish, and then we're ready for the next fish to move in. So it's been really great.
What are the advantages of flash freezing? I've seen it physically, visually, the advantages of flash freezing right away. What in your eyes are the advantages of flash freezing?
Do you mean flash freezing?
Yeah, like
50 okay, below,
okay,
60
I'm not
below.
Gonna, you know, I'm not going to eat all this fish. I don't need it all fresh. Flash freeze half my order or whatever.
I think he means like the difference between the process you guys are providing versus us just putting it in our home fridge and not cooling it to the same.
Oh, you know what? For sure, there's a big advantage because, you know, we put it on racks where the air circulates all the way around it. So if you were putting it in your home freezer, you don't have those fans and blowers and racks to where the air circulates all the way around, and there's going to be, like, you know, if you got to pull it out and the stuff on the sides freezes first, so you got to rotate it, and where we put it in, and within, I'm going to say it's probably 6 hours, you know, 6-8 hours that it's brick frozen
solid,
because, you know, 15 below, 18 below zero in there with, you know, there's a lot of air circulation. So that is definitely an advantage. I mean, the faster you pull it down, the faster you pull the heat out of it, the better it is, and you have a complete frozen product when the anglers pick it up, especially those that are going on a longer drive. I mean, it's great because you throw it in the cooler with some gel packs that are same temp, and it's wherever you're going, you know, 8 hours later, it's a brick.
It's a brick.
You fill a cooler with 100 pounds of you know, brick frozen product, and when you get home, then you put it right in your freezer. It's already frozen.
Yeah,
the freezer isn't, you don't have to rotate it. You have to deal with it. It's just a one-shot deal.
Yeah. So let's talk about fishing for a second, because we have to, in order to process fish, we have to catch the fish first, right?
That's true.
So what's biting? What's been going on the Royal Star?
Well, you know, they just got in from a 7-day. The fishing at Leos Rocks, there was a really good run there at Leos Rocks. I mean, like the most epic, traditional long range. We had it the trip before that I ran, the 8-day, and then Brian had it this trip. just beautiful. Sit on the anchor.
Oh, man.
Fish boiling all around. Beautiful, that 40 to 60 pound tuna. I mean, just the perfect size tuna. Yellowtail mixed in, 20 to 30, 40 pound yellowtail, occasional big jumbo. Wahoo on the anchor, steady pick.
Wow,
15, 20 wahoo a day. Yeah, I think 30 the one day. Just picking away on the anchor. Just set, you know.
God,
sitting there,
nice.
Calm weather, perfect current, fish boil around everywhere, fly line baits, you know, 40 pound, 50 pound. Just
man,
like,
that sounds like, good.
I know,
that
all like of us. I mean, you can't even say it without a beaming smile.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that is the dream fishing. Just sit on the anchor all day long, fish boil around, and fish to your heart's content. Fish a few baits, get a one, get a couple, sit, take a break, you know, just... Perfect.
God, sounds like
perfect
fun.
Perfect fishing, perfect long-range fishing for the past couple, 3 weeks down there. Just absolutely ideal.
And then what about locally, like shorter trips and stuff like that?
So it's still the mix. You know, I told you there was a pretty good run on yellowtail. And the yellowtail and the kelps are nice ones. They're probably 10 pounds on the small end, but the majority of them are like 15-pounder, 12 to 18 pounds. They're nice fish.
Nice fish.
Yeah. So a pretty good wave of those came up from down south, and it was perfectly timed because the weather out west where all that big bluefin was, and there was, I mean, that run on those big bluefin was just ridiculous. Those 120 to 180 pounders, there were four or five nights where it was just stop and drop and, you know, catch as many as you want and go, which, you know, as many as you want is like 30 for the boat. Crazy how good that fishing was.
We had a very fun story real quick of some guys that chartered the Fortune, and it was that Southern California Tuna Club. A lot of, you know, a lot of older gentlemen that have fished a bunch their whole lives. They've all caught a bunch of big ones, and they came back from the trip and they said, man, our captain wasn't really happy with us. Like, we got stopped the first stop. Everybody hung one, and all those guys had a fish over 100 pounds. And, you know, it was a smaller passenger load charter. And they just said, hey, great job, Skip. We're all done. You know, and they had nine fish or whatever. And the boys are licking their chops because, you know, it's big fish time and everybody around them's getting hits for 20 and 30. And they just, we're completely done. Thank you. Awesome job. And, you know, those guys knew they could have had a 40 fish night, but the whole boat was done. And they all caught big ones, and they didn't want any more of them.
What are you going to do?
We're heading home. Thanks, buddy. Great job.
That's a win.
Yeah.
Go fish the island. Go fish somewhere else. You know, make some halibut drifts.
Yeah.
Like, a win is a win.
Yeah. Oh, that's
no
a total
what.
W. For
yeah.
Sure.
So there was, you know, that went on for there was about an eight day stretch where those things were hitting, and then weather blew up. Fish kind of were moving west. Whatever the hell happened out there, and the timing was perfect for that yellowtail to show up down below because guys, you know. Turn tail downwind for 100 miles, and now you're in yellowtail land. There were some really nice mixed catches, which, you know, you guys know I love that. I mean, I don't catch anything, and there's nothing wrong with it.
There's even been a couple Dorado that mixed in.
A few of them filtered in, which usually that's, you know, again, that's a good indication. They're the vanguards.
Here it comes.
It means, you know, more and better things to come.
Yeah.
So, you know, those mixed bag catches. I'm hoping, you know, my forecast for the next 4 days that you and I are out there, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a mixed bag catch. I mean, we're going to go do that bluefin thing for sure. We'll give everybody a shot and see if we can land on them and land some, if not a bunch, and then you know, mix in a day or two of yellowtail fishing also.
So one of the beauties about going on the Royal Star is, you know, you're going to eat very well, you're going to sleep very well because it's super comfortable. The crew is going to be top notch, and you're going to catch fish. So all those factors are going to be coming into play.
I like the catch fish part.
Yeah.
Pressure's on.
Yeah.
We do. I mean, that's, you know, everybody knows that. Fortunately, you know, no matter what, there's going to I say it all the time, it's a statistical certainty that sometimes you're going to, you know, fall flat and fishing wise. Just that thing that happens. But I mean, what, 95% of our trips are really successful.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just thank goodness we live in the most productive area. I think the most productive fishery in the entire world. I don't think it's pretty in it.
And then when you come back, you see, you know, the Royal Star is pulled in. There's all these blue ice bins sitting on the dock waiting for that fish to come out of the RSW and into those bins for fishermen's processing. So you know your fish is going to get handled well.
Yeah, that was we go back a long, long way. That was what my brainchild all the way back in 2002, I want to say. I mean, it always tried to devise a way where we could offer to our anglers the option to not even touch your fish and, you know, not send it up there and drag it around the sidewalk and sort it out and all that. I mean, it's it's fine if you do that, but it, we wanted to offer at least that option because, you know, to me, preserving that quality that we work so hard to achieve on the boat is just paramount, and that's it's the best way to do it, no question about it. The fish comes out of the hatch, it gets weighed on board, the weight is recorded on the tally sheet, and that fish goes right into the tote with seawater and ice, and, you know, once the totes are full or done offloading, right in the back of the truck, and straight to the facility. Never touches the sidewalk, and, you know, other than the boys yarding it up there into the tote, you know, no one else handles it, which is great, you know, the less you handle it, the better.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today, talking fishing, talking processing, and more.
Yeah, what a mix. Today is going to be awesome, and we're just really excited to get to hear from you. If you want to join us this morning, give us a phone call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hook'em, or send us a text. Man, the text the show option has gotten so popular here on Let's Talk Hook'em, and if you're sitting there and you'd like to text in a question to Mary Lee or text in a question to Tim, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hook'em app, which is a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hook'em. You can catch all the past and archive shows that way. Listen on your ride home from work. And again, it's your only option to text in your questions to the show. And when you do, man, make sure that you include your contact info, just your name and a phone number along with your text, because if you win today's big prize, we want to make sure to be able to get it to you. And what a prize we are giving in here today. Going to be a lot of fun this morning. Some lucky caller or texter, and we always decide that with the coin flip at the end of the show, who's getting the prize, the caller or the texter, is going to win a $300 gift certificate to CostaSunglasses.com. What a rad prize. You're going to get to go through the entire online catalog, pick out whatever you want, $300 coming your way from a brand new pair of Costas. And, man, just an awesome opportunity. Again, if you want to get your shot, or better yet, your chance to talk to Tim or Mary Lee, 213-432-1090, or keep those texts rolling. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's the perfect time to cruise on in and purchase a brand new Yamaha outboard, and a great deal. During Yamaha's Cruise Through Summer Sales event from now until August 30th, 2024, eligible new Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include up to 7 years of coverage protection, and 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with up to 5 years. Need portable power? Then this will be a hit too. New 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards come with up to $250 in dealer credit. Cruise your way through saving during Yamaha's Cruise Through Summer Sales event. Visit your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered by Florida dealers is a 24-month Yamaha extended limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. In Florida, Yamaha extended service is administered by Automotive Warranty Services of Florida, Incorporated. 175 West Jackson Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois. 60604 866 937-3983. License number 6002.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. They're saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com. For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Oh, God!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show today is going to be. Again, lots of fun. And if you want to join, it's going to be a busy morning. Phone lines are 100% packed up. Texts are rolling through, but we got a couple hours and a lot of fun and plenty of time for you. Again, 213-432-1090, or keep those texts coming in on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, we have Gary from the San Diego Rod and Reel Club on the line. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, doing great, and you have a big event coming up, the annual San Diego Rod and Reel Club Big Fish Tournament, right?
Yeah, this is our 37th annual Big Fish Tournament, wow. And all to raise money to meet our motto of We Take Kids Fishing, and it's going to be on August 24th, and it's going to be for inshore and offshore species. You got your tuna, your yellowtail, your dorado, then also inshore species, which is going to be your typical barracuda, bass, bonito, halibut, white sea bass. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So we got our big fish seminar on August 1st, and we have a couple great speakers. We got the legend of Frank Lopresti and your very own Rock Cod Rick. They are going to be our speakers that day. And that is going to be held at Silvergate Yacht Club on August 1st. Our social is at 6. Our meeting starts promptly at 7. We're going to go over all the rules for the tournament. And then we're going to get Rock Cod Rick and Frank speaking up there and talking about long range and, you know, our typical offshore fishing right here.
So do you have to participate in the tournament in order to come to that that event on August 1st?
No, you do not. And even our awards banquet, the awards banquet is on August 25th, and you don't have to be a participant to join in on that either. The great thing there, too, is that this is always our biggest raffle of the year. The seminar and the awards banquet, we always have a huge raffle. So they can come out, just enjoy, have fun. At the awards banquet, we're going to have food, so we are going to have a charge for that. But the seminar, there is no charge. This is open to the public. You do not have to be a San Diego Rod and Reel Club member. You do not have to have a Rod and Reel Club member on your boat for the tournament. This is completely open. The cost of the tournament is $150 per angler. We also have 3 optional side pots per boat, which is only $100 per boat. And that one is going to be for your largest 3 fish of 3 different categories. So,
fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what. It sounds like a great, great tournament. And if somebody wants to participate, we don't want to get into all the deep rules here, but they can learn that on August 1st when they come and see Frank and Rock Cod Rick. How do we get in on the tournament? And is there a website that we can find out all more information about this?
Yeah, so you can go to the San Diego Rod and Reel Club.com website, and you can sign up there. We got our rules there. We got the flyer. At all the landings, we have flyers. We're putting business cards on car windows at the landing, at the launch ramps. So it's got a QR code there, too. You can also find us if you are a subscriber to The Log. They've got us in their article as well. So,
fantastic. Well, San Diego Rod and Reel Club.com is the main thing. You can see, get the QR code at any of the posters. Gary, thanks a lot for joining us. Good luck. San Diego Rod and Reel Club, great organization, and the Big Fish Tournament is always a fantastic event. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, man, phones are absolutely packed up. Again, if you want to get your shot to get through, it's 213-432-1090, just like Sean, who's calling us from Lomita this morning. Hey, Sean, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, great to hear you guys here on this show. Just want to say thank you to Tim for setting so many standards in long-range fishing and fishermen's processing. Here's my question for you. There's been some fabulous innovations that have increased the ability to catch fish. I'm going to go over them. I'd like to see you rank them in order from most impactful down to number 5. Okay, we're going to look at 2-speed reels, graphite poles, Spectra, fluorocarbon, and circle hooks. How would you rank those in order? 2-speed reels.
Boy, that's a tough one.
Graphite rods last. Graphite rods last. Circle hooks third. Fluorocarbon. 2-speed reels probably number 1. I think Spectra fluorocarbon. I'd say fluorocarbon number two and Spectra number three.
There you go.
That's it.
All right. Good one.
That's legit.
All right. Hey, Sean, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a question here from on via our text. And by the way, don't forget, one line open, 213-432-1090. One texter or one caller is going to win a $300 gift certificate for Costa Sunglasses. So you have a chance to win that today, which is really going to be cool. And it says, hi, Pete, Rick, Marilee, and Tim. Quick question. Do I need a deposit on each processing reservation? That's cheap. Cheer from Cardiff wants to know.
Yes, Cheer, you do. Every reservation takes a deposit.
So if you're going on multiple trips.
Yep.
So whatever, if you have like five trips lined up, you're going to have five deposits and five reservations.
Yes.
One reservation, don't say, you can't say, well, I'm going on this trip, and here's my $100 deposit.
But again, that money's just coming off of your bill. I mean, you know, you're going to achieve that on, you know, hopefully, knock on wood, on every single trip. It's just you're just paying for part of what your processing bill is going to be every time.
Yeah, that's correct. And it's up to you. When you know your schedule a year in advance, but when you're ready to pay the $100 deposit to secure it, you can decide that date.
Yes.
So, but if you come up and want us to put you in the system, or you log on and put yourself in the system, it does require a deposit at that time for each trip.
What's the advantage of being the early booker?
Yeah, so there's a huge advantage to that, because our system is set up chronologically. So the first person for each boat that goes in is number one in the queue for same day, if you choose same day processing.
Okay.
And that's probably the crux of it. Everybody wants to be first in, first out, and to go after it. So the sooner you get your reservation in with your deposit down, that puts you in the queue. And it's all chronological. Whoever's the first one to pay their deposit is the first in the queue.
I have a question that's just like the inside baseball of Fisherman's Processing, because it blows me away how fast you guys get same day things get out. And how do you get the, you know, not the order of where you're cutting it, but like those, you know, I mean, the fish come out of the hold, they don't come out all of the number ones, then the number twos, then the number threes. I mean, I just can't imagine the Tetris and organization of all that fish. And it's just like being on the sport boat. Like, we as the public, we just don't see it. We, you know, almost take it for granted just how flawless everything works. But, you know, do the fish get organized when they go into the blue totes, or is that all back at processing? I mean, that just seems like such a crazy puzzle to put together, and yet, I see firsthand how fast same day happens, because it's usually guys that are still, they haven't even left yet, and they're still in the tackle store, but the truck made a run back to processing, and guys get a call while they're browsing around looking at rods that their fish is already done. So I can't figure out how you guys can get that done so quick.
Well, that's the beauty of it. But honestly, we do. We organize it, how we put it into the totes, what boat it comes from, what tags are inside those totes, and then we resort it as it hits the table. We only do it in the order of the queues that it's gone up. So it's how we get it from you, how we bring it to ourselves to work on, and then we resort it and go from there.
And you know, hey, tag number six, he was the first guy that had the reservation. All the sixes go up first. Then number 22 was second, that kind of thing.
Correct.
Got it.
Correct. Or if you give fish from another angler, let's say number 14 gave number 22 a fish.
Okay.
We got to know that at the top of the dock, or we have to know if we're doing dockside, we have to know on the boat, because we re-tag that that we get it back to the shop and we go from there. Sorry for interrupting.
No, that's right. And there's a couple checkpoints in it also. So, you know, every fish, California law requires that in order to transport fish for any commercial purpose, it has to be weighed and recorded. You have a ledger before you transport it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so everything gets weighed and recorded before it goes into the tote. And then obviously we organize the totes by the order in which, you know, we know the same day anglers, so we organize it. But then when at the shop we pull it back out, we take, like, say it's same day tote number one, and there's three different anglers fishing there. Well, we take all the fish out, lay it out, and then we cross-reference it. The tally sheet says there are six yellowtail, three tuna, and two rockfish. We count, okay, there they are. They put their order on the board, and then it goes down the line. And then the next one. So there's a couple points where we can cross-check to make sure that we have the appropriate number.
Maybe California law to transport it, but that law just happens to be a perfect check and balance for you when you get back home.
It does.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, it when we were hit with that fact a long, long time ago, I want to say it was 2003, 2004. I mean, it was a lot easier just to pile it off, throw it in the totes, drive it back, and sort it out there.
Deal with it behind the doors.
But either way, I mean, Yep. Time is time, yeah. So, you know, whether you take it there, and it ends up being a lot better because you know exactly what you have before you leave.
That's cool.
For sure, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting down in the Baja.
You got it, man. It's time for our Baja's report that's brought to us by Smokey's Curing and Company in Cantina, but we don't have the normal Chris. We got our other buddy, Chris, and boy, if you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you are missing bites. That Nautilus Circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6-0 for those big fish like Tim and Peter about to go catch at the end of today's show. That hook is tough enough, but not an oversized wire to drag your bait down. Come with rings or non-rings. You can see your local dealer or check gamakatsu.com. And we've got a guest, Chris, today. Chris Barrick's on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Great. Hey, Chris Moyer from Smokey's Curing and Company and Cantina, of course. He's on the water right now in the Palmas de Cortez Dorado Shootout, so the Van Wormer Resorts event that's going on today, and he's a past winner with his team, so we're wishing him luck and hope he gets them. And Chris, of course, great friend of us, and of course, a resident of Los Barriles and a regular at Smokey's Curing Company and Cantina. Right, Chris?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Yeah. That's awesome. So what's going on down there?
Oh, the tournament start was, if you haven't ever seen a big shotgun start with over 100 boats in it, it's well worth doing once in a while. It's a great show.
That's cool.
So we went down and watched the start this morning, wished Chris good luck, and the fishing on the East Cape, we had wind a couple of days last week, and it rolled the water, went from 85 to 75 or 6.
Ooh.
We lost about 10 degrees, and Dorado kind of disappeared. The marlin hung in there, and the rooster fish fishing has been fantastic inshore. And tuna offshore, and actually the tuna are starting to get a little bit bigger. They've been really on the small side, and we're getting some decent schoolies now coming in, and the water's warmed back up, and 2 days ago we had a 40-pound Dorado come to the dock, and a few of them are being caught, and most of the boats went north today, so I think it bodes well for the tournament. I think we're going to see some nice fish today.
Somebody's going to catch a big Dorado, you know that, because it's the rewards are pretty great as a car for the winner along with cash, right?
Yeah, with the jackpots and everything in, Van Wormers are advertising that it's got like a $500,000 purse.
Wow.
So
for one big Dorado.
Nice.
So for one big Dorado. So if you're all in, and the big boys are here from Cabo and La Paz, giant yachts. You got everything from 18-foot pongas to 70-foot mega yachts and everything in between.
That's awesome.
Wow. That's going to be great. Chris is going to call in tomorrow and give the results of the tournament and hopefully wave his victory flag too. But Chris, I know you spent a lot of time down there fishing, and we sure appreciate you filling in for Chris this morning, and thanks for the report, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks, guys. Great show.
Thanks,
all right,
Chris.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
All right. Let's jump right back into the phones. This time, we're going to talk to Rocco. He's calling us from Arizona this morning. Hey, Rocco, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How are you all doing today?
Good.
Great. Good morning.
So, Guadalupe Island hasn't been open for how long, and why not? And there's a possibility that would open again. And just a quick second question. If you had a choice between a 6-day trip middle October or an 8-day beginning December.
Ooh,
yeah,
boy.
That's a tough one.
I'll tell you what, the choice between those two trips, that's tough because October is a great time to go fishing on a 6-day. You had a lot of options, you know, north, south, east, and west. And then the 8-day in December, you're definitely going to go down south. You're going to fish Alejos Rocks. You're going to fish the ridge. You know, you may be fishing bluefin on the way up or down. That one I'm going to have to leave to you. Decide your schedule fits your schedule better. It's going to be warmer weather in October for sure than December. I don't know if that plays into your decision. And then the Guadalupe thing, you know, we've gone over this a lot. It's a complicated question. Is there a possibility it could open again? Yeah, I hope so. You know, it's an incredible business prospect for the city of Ensenada, for the government of Mexico. I could generate a tremendous amount of revenue. I think it's inarguable that our boats have a minimal impact on the environment. The resource that we target out there, yellowfin tuna and yellowtail, is not overexploited anywhere, anyway, anyhow. So there's a lot of arguments in favor of it, and we hope they're going to be open to it. I know the business community in Ensenada is really lobbying hard for it, and you know, we are to the best of our ability also hoping that, that we're going to have an opportunity to access that incredible fishery again sooner than later. But, you know, time will tell.
Well said.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Rick, you have a great text, right?
I thought so. This is from John from Rancho San Diego, and it was all about processing. Says, Tim and Mary Lee, I'm just trying to get my head wrapped around the numbers, and I'm really excited. Let's say I caught a 100-pound bluefin on the Royal Star, and I've already got my reservation for Fishermen's. My first question is, what thickness of bags do you guys recommend when I get my fish processed, and what's the reason? And then also, how long can that fish appropriate last in the freezer? Also, how long do I have to pick up my processing order, and roughly what would I cost? What would the cost be for a 100-pound bluefin?
All right. Boy, well, yeah. We only use...
A lot of research, John.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think these are great questions. Totally. So we, if you pay cash or check, we charge $1.85 per pound on your whole fish. So that would be...
$185.
$185. There you go. And with your $100 deposit, you're only out $85.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you've already got it down. If you choose to do it with a card, there is a 3% card fee. So that takes it up to about $1.90 and the fraction on the end of it if you want to take it. So it'll be anywhere from $185 to $190. And then as far as the thickness of bags, we at Fisherman's Processing only offer 5 mil bags. We believe they're the highest quality.
Yeah.
They hold up the longest, they last the longest. As long as you keep the integrity of the vacuum seal, your fish is going to last in your freezer. Tim and I just pulled something out that was 18 months old, and it was amazing. We made like a tuna stir fry out of the garage.
That's
like, we didn't even know this was here.
Wow.
Pulled it out, and it was just delicious.
Perfect.
So as long as you keep the integrity of the seal. But what happens is that we're all human. You get it in your freezer and you start clunking it around, and that can make the seal break. And, you know, in general, if you can keep it preserved that way, it's going to last like 18 months. But
especially
that's
in the 5 mil bag.
Yeah, exactly. Because the 3 mil, back when we used to offer it, it would break too easily. It would go after it. And I think the toughest thing I also, you know, see happen is that, you know, people love collars. But just due to the bony structure of the collar, even with the 5 mil bag, we're just like, treat it gingerly. It's a precious cargo to keep the integrity of that seal with that bony nature in there. That can make it go from there.
I remember one time I was coming back from a trip in Alaska, and the guy was unloading everybody's fish boxes, and he was throwing them on the ground. And it was like, stop! Because any kind of impact like that on frozen fish is going to damage the bag. So be aware of that when you're loading, is that you want to treat it gingerly. So
treat it with love.
Yeah,
yes.
Treat it with love.
Love and kindness,
sure.
So much work went into getting it to that point, and that's the last step. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. We've got catch reports coming up and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Wait, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTrex to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrex 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucket list 40-pound white sea bass on the inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip when we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, launched the iTrex, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrex inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass in the Sea of Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fastlane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fastlane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy and now, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They've become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, where price prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking fisherman's processing. Already so much killer info today. This is great, Pete.
Yeah, it's really super fun. Tim Ekstrom, Merrily Ekstrom. Merrily, what's it been like to be in the fishing family most of your life, right? Because you've been married for 30 years to him?
32 years.
32
we've
years.
Actually, we've been together longer than we were apart from each
that.
Other.
And, I love that.
And the thing is, in 32 years, how long has Tim been in the sport fishing years?
Well, he was in it before I met him.
Before you met, right?
He was 12 years old. So
when he got in there.
Yeah, so I didn't quite understand it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a funny story when we were dating. I was like, okay, like, is there anything you don't like about your job?
There's got to be something,
there's
right?
There's got to be something. He's like, sometimes the heads are rough. And I didn't know that boats were, like, boats called their bathrooms heads.
Heads, oh.
I thought he meant, like, the fish heads. So, I didn't get it. And then when I heard it, I told my girlfriends, and it's a running joke to this day.
Yeah, the heads are rough.
Exactly.
So now, is this your first jump into the fishing? Well, you've always been a part of the fishing business because you guys are partners, but is this your first official job in the world of fishing?
Yes. My career was based in retail and customer service and doing some finance and on the executive front. So this is the first time that I get to work for our family and our family business, and that's it means the world to me. Like, to be able to take the years and the experience that I've had, but actually do it for our family is rewarding on a whole new level.
And then, of course, Duke has been working on the Royal Star, right, as deckhand? Right? And he's
blessing.
Loving it, right?
Yeah, he's just...
And do you ever see Charlie on the deck?
Charlie is going to continue to play beach volleyball and
excel at it too, I might add.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And she makes the world a better place just in her own way without fishing.
No, she's amazing. she is amazing. Hey, I have a great text here. It's kind of a funny story because I have to read this, and it's from Jimmy in San Marcos. He says, I was once on a sport boat and I saw a guy grab a couple sardines, break them in half, and rub them all over his hands. He then proceeded to limit out. Do you think that there's something to what he did to get the scent on the hands?
I'm not going to say no. I'll tell you what, like if I put sunscreen on my face, I will, before I throw a bait out there, I'll grab another bait and rub my hand on it and throw it over the side. Yeah. I don't crunch it up and you know, dig my fingers into the guts or anything, but I'll put fish on my hands before I you know, handle a bait after I put sunscreen on. Otherwise, I don't do that.
But they're, I mean,
work for that guy.
Work for that guy. Why not, right? Get a little fish scent on your hand.
That was the most Steve Loomis thing I've ever heard Tim say in my entire life. That came from a lot of years of working on the Royal Polaris System. I'm sure that was. Work for him, man.
Work for him.
Didn't stop working. Well, I had a fun text through. It says, "Good morning, Tim and Merrily. I really appreciate their stellar fish processing service that's provided. It makes my trips to Northern California so much less stressful. My question is regarded to fish cuts. I'm able to ID the sushi cuts and obviously the tail sections, but I'm looking for tips to ID the other cuts. Also, can you guys give me a recommendation recommendation on what knives you use to break down the fish. And the biggest question is, do you have a recommendation on a nice sushi knife? That's all from Steve in Fairfield.
Oh, knives are right up your alley, Tim.
I know that the majority of the knives we use, it's a Victorinox, and I just happen to have the number, which I'll look up when I hand it to Marilee, because I took a picture of it the other day. We actually use the same knives on Royal Star for dressing the fish.
Really?
Yeah, no. Some of our other cutters, like, they have a knife that they've got their own knife, something they prefer, but this is kind of the general knife that we use for breaking stuff down or for trimming. As far as identifying the cuts, you know, the sushi cuts are it's the center block of the top loin. That's the one we call the sushi cut. We actually have some plans in the work for refining that. But the other cuts, basically what we do is we take the loins, and then depending on what the instructions are, which the general instructions are either a 1 pound pack, 2 pound pack, or, you know, half loin, whatever. But all we do is we take the loin and then we portion it out in that size. So it's just a cross section of the loin. You know, it's either going to be a 2 pound section of it or a 1 pound piece of it. You know, again, I explained about the sushi cuts. Obviously, as you get towards the end of the loin, towards the tail section, you know, that it's pretty, like he said, it's sure. easily identifiable. But that's it. There's no magic in it, you know. And if it's a yellowtail, rockfish, whatever, it's the same thing. We slab it, cut it down the middle, cut out the bloodline, and then portion the top loin, portion the bottom loin into whatever size portions that are requested.
That's cool.
And I'd also say we work with Anza Knife Company. Yes. They're local. They make these beautiful steel blades. They actually founded Buck Knives. Do you guys remember Buck Knives? I think I still have a scar from opening my dad's Buck Knife. I know. But these Anza knives are amazing. They sharpen up really well. They're just a little heavier. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you're filleting thousands of pounds of fish a day, they hold up incredible and go after it. But I just sold a couple. We have them in the shop. So they're these really beautiful.
You're still selling Anza knives?
We do have Anza.
Yeah, they're high carbon steel, so they hold the edge longer. Yeah, and I know Raymond loves them.
He
had one specially built for himself, right?
Well, they're I think every knife from Anza is specially built, to be candid.
Oh, they are.
But, like, it's funny. I'm surrounded by Tim and Ray and George, and they all love a good knife, you know, to go from there. So,
you have
to. And it's interesting. Like, and I get a few anglers that come in, and that they're just like, oh, this made my day, buying this knife over.
Yeah. So you sell the Anza knives at Fisherman's Processing?
We do.
The
we
special
do.
Series of
we do.
Fisherman's
from
Processing.
From 6-inch down to, I think we have our largest one is 10-inch blade.
That's cool.
All right. And then that Victorinox number.
This is a great knife.
They call it a bony knife, but, you know, bust out your notepad, or you can listen to the archive later. It's a 5.7703.15. We love those. We use them on the boat, and we do just a lot of breaking down of the fish with those.
Yeah. It's stainless steel knife.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
It. All right. Hey, another good text come through. Good morning, guys. I'm curious if you could give me a little rundown about same-day fish service. I'm trying to get on the road to Los Angeles. Is there anything that I can do to maximize my opportunity for getting in first? And I know that we talked a little bit about that in terms of, you know, reservation, but that's not everything.
Can you bribe Marilee? Maybe? You can move up the list?
Exactly.
Yeah?
I mean, you could try, but it's not gonna happen. So you're saying I got a chance. No, truly, getting your reservation in as soon as possible is key. But
reservation and deposit.
Well, you can't have a reservation without a deposit.
Okay, gotcha.
Like, period.
Okay, that goes together.
Yeah, that goes together. Then it comes down to when the fish actually gets to the shop. And this is a misnomer out there, because we've actually had some anglers come in and get really aggressive with me, like, well, our boat was the first in. Captain told us we were the first in. And it's like, but your fish wasn't the first fish at the shop. So.
Yeah.
It really goes down to, you know, that chronological order of the reservations, and then when your boat, the fish from your boat gets to the shop, and that is the order in which we fillet the fish. So that's going to help you the most. And, sir, like an L.A. drive, that's a piece of cake. I have people driving up to Oregon, Montana, and going after it. So please know, everybody's got to drive, and we are doing our best to take care of you guys in the same-day service.
That's
we really
tough.
Will. But it does. It's chronological, and it starts with the first fish that we receive at the shop, and then we take it in order of how the boats have come in and how we receive the fish.
Yeah, and so I'll add to that. just to describe it. So let's say there's four long range boats getting in that day, right?
Royal not, Star, not an uncommon
Intrepid,
thing at all.
Red Rooster, American Angler happens all the time. Exactly. American Angler shop gets their fish. Say them and Red Rooster both get in at 5:30. American Angler has a smaller catch. Smaller. They whip their catch off first, so it gets to the shop first. American Angler fish, all that same day product gets filleted first. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Red Rooster gets in second. Their fish gets to the shop next. And when we do, then we start on the Red Rooster same day fish. And then, you know, in
so you do next. It boat by boat.
Boat by boat. And only the same day, of course, you know, because right. there's fish for later processing. But each boat, each catch is processed in the order in which it's received at the shop. So it's really important for anglers to know, number one, we have no control of when the boats get in.
Right.
None. That's not on us, sure. and nobody does. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know weather, fishing, you know. And you know, the captain.
Like Royal Star just hit the dock sure. at 7:15 a.m.
American yeah. Angler got in at 5:30. His yeah. fish is already at the shop being cut
right.
before they even got
before
in.
Before Royal Star.
Right. So,
even though we know the owners.
That's right. right. That's yeah. another one. I'm really glad you brought
Thanks
that
for bringing
up.
That up.
You know, yeah, we've had a few rubs, you know. I said, well, we know what goes on here. You know, it's like, no, it's not. We prioritize
yeah,
by when the boat
funny.
Gets in.
Yeah, I mean, this is a classic example.
Oh, yeah.
You guys own the shop. American Angler beat you to it. Their fish is getting 100% cut
first. 100% of the
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
You know, we do
that's
not
so
compromise
funny.
On our standards, our ethics. You know, that's just, yeah. it's really important to say that. Thank you.
Yeah.
But you know, again, I want to just remind anglers that we don't have any control of that. It's all up to the boat. It's all up to the captain. So, and we don't know how much fish is coming in that day. I mean, right. it could be around where it's tough fishing, and man, we can bust out.
Sure.
You know, if
everybody's done by noon,
two or three fish. Yeah. But if it's one of those days that's really impacted, you know, that might put, if you're fourth in the queue, fourth boat in, and there's three boats that are loaded, you have the option of saying, look, man, I'll come back and
yeah.
get it later.
Appreciate it. I know I was in line for it, but I'm good, and I'm going to roll home. I'll
yeah.
see you tomorrow.
And we encourage anglers to do that. Like, if you're going to be in a camp where it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, because we are absolutely obligated to process those same day orders. We'll stay till midnight, you know, if we have to.
Yeah.
Not that it's going to go that late, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We're obligated, and we'll service
You'll do it.
All those orders. But you know, if you're in that camp where you're getting, you know, irritated, it's 2:30, and you know, hey,
I want to go home. I want to take a shower. My own bathroom.
Yeah.
I want to wash off my gear, put my stuff away.
And
see you tomorrow.
And we do. We've trained all of our fishermen's processing personnel. You know, again, we have the information of what the fish is coming in. You know, I have a really good idea of what's coming in on those boats, so we relay that information to all our staff, and we'll let people know that, you know, if you're on the fourth boat in and there's a whole bunch of fish ahead of you, and you know, you're third or fourth in line on the same day, it's like they ask, hey, what do you look? What am I looking at? And it's like, honestly, probably 3-4 o'clock. And at that time, you know, especially an angler, if you live in the Orange County area, LA area, the best thing I could tell you, go home.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
home.
Go home. Come back tomorrow.
Come back tomorrow. Absolutely. Bust
yeah.
it out. Drive down early in the morning.
Yeah.
We're open at 5.
Or have them flash freeze it.
Yeah.
Right?
Freeze it
and come back.
We are not open at 5.
Yeah. Not yet. The guys in the back are there.
Yeah.
I'm glad she stopped. Yeah, come on down. Knock on the glass. Yeah.
What time are you open?
We are open every day from 8 to 2.
8 to 2. Every day from 8 to 2.
There are many occasions where that front door will get open sooner, but it's when we're staffed and we're ready. When we can take care of it.
Before 8, you're here.
Correct.
At the landing.
Exactly. Our day starts at 4:30.
Yeah.
Like our crew,
it's not like you're sleeping in.
No.
Yeah. So going back to it, I just want to reemphasize that. You know, and we're not again, we're obligated. We're going to do that same day, but I'm just throwing that out there as a suggestion because I've seen it a lot, and I know myself, if it was me and I got in and it was like, well, it's going to be 4 o'clock, I'd be like,
well, it's good to know how it all works.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I'll come back tomorrow. You
that's
know,
the
and,
system.
Yeah, and it's really, you know, I think that for everyone's sanity, that's a really good option to contemplate. You know, if you're in that position as an angler,
I like it.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details. If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever-drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever-drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force and produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protect technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limit. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel, available at your local Shimano dealer.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.